Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me today, it's Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm doing just fab because we're here to talk about the season premiere of Next Gen New York City, season 2, episode 1, Serving Country. Before we get into that, join us on Patreon, patreon.com/watchmorecrappens. Bonus episodes. We did a Real Housewives of Orange County trailer trash this week. Free newsletter to everyone. Ad-free listening, video, all the good stuff. So join us there. And today, I mean, the kids are back. The kids are back. And technically we were back because there was a Blink and You Miss It cameo by the two of us at the very end of the episode, which is hilarious. Next Gen New York City season premiere. What did you think, Ronnie?
Fun. I was worried about the second season, you know, because it was a pretty good first season. I thought, wow, can they keep it going? Pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
Really good. Really good. It felt more like a show. In a certain way, I felt like the season premiere last year, the first like few episodes felt kind of like a sizzle reel a bit. Like there were cast members, but it was sort of disjointed. Like, you know, some people felt like they were even part of the show until later on in the run. It felt like we're just sort of cobbling together stuff. And there was like a big reliance on the parents. But this time around, it's like, okay, all the kids are here. They all have issues with each other, but all the issues are sort of like really petty and dumb. And like, we're sort of like out of the gates in a great place. So feeling really bullish. Also, got to give a shout out to the post-production team because this show has so much post-production going on, like so much editing, like so many little effects and throwbacks and like visuals. Like they really went overtime on Next Gen New York City. And like, it's like dizzying how quickly the show is like zipping around all these different places and cutting back and forth. Like that seems like a real undertaking on Bravo.
They also combed through every Bravo social media account ever.
Yeah.
And they have all of us over there, which is pretty impressive. They've got all the commentators and social media people. Lars is on there a lot from Sup. Great podcast.
Yep.
And I love seeing everybody. Yeah, it was neat. So they were doing that because they are trying to convince us that this cast is like super famous now. So yeah. Last season we were watching a show about like up and coming influencers, and this time we're watching shows about superstars. Like they can't even walk on the street anymore. It's crazy. They're like really famous.
Yeah. And there's so many, like so many headlines right away. We see all these different like content creators saying things like, some recent information that we just heard. Oh, Ariana Bierman and Riley Burris are not roommates. Ava Dash got evicted. Charlie was caught on tape. Oh my God. Hubbub, hubbub, hubbub.
Makes me wonder where the F the Next Gen NYC cameras are. Where are they? Nancy Grace is like, well, I am on the case and I will figure out who is the head of this crypto kidnapping. You better keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah. So we actually center on Myra, and she's Amira. Like, Amira, I'm sorry. Amira, and she's like getting ready. She's getting into her look. She's like, oh my God, like the most important part is the highlighter. XOXO, Amira. And so producers are like, are you a Gossip Girl fan? And she's like, yeah, I love Gossip Girl. That's where like it came from, by the way, because her name is XOXO Amira. And they're definitely like making her the narrator of the season. Last season was like, they put Brooks in the center in like the pilot seat, but now it's Amira.
And kind of Ariana last year, like, I'm just a girl moving to New York.
Yeah.
This is crazy. People cross the street here without looking both ways. Amira basically does an entire episode of putting on makeup. I've never seen more glam. And I watch Housewives. Every time it's Amira, it's like getting on a different outfit and different, you know, makeup done by a glam team. It's like, it's so hard.
Truly.
Being an influencer.
It's difficult. So now we see what everyone's doing. Ariana has one of those like meta is it the MetaQuest, whatever the thing, the virtual reality thing on? And she's like, how do I turn it on? How do I turn it on? Wait, like, is there an on button? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? I just want to see her like crash into a wall. And then Georgia is walking and she's also on the phone. And she's like, I mean, the tariffs are not great. Like, ow, wait, fuck. My shoe's coming off in the middle of the street. Thanks a lot, tariffs.
That cracked me out, Georgia.
Yeah, obviously, tariffs not great. Ow, 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 ow. Okay.
I want to know the greatest. What's the greater context of that conversation? Oh my God, geopolitics. Am I right?
So Amira's like, this group, if you can't believe it, it's gotten even more chaotic. Charlie had quite the interesting summer. Most people spent it in the Hamptons and Charlie almost spent it behind bars. Brooks is still Brooks. He randomly started baking sourdough bread.
Which is very Brooks. We just cut to Brooks like perfectly forming a loaf.
And he's like, I need to preheat the Dutch oven. And Chloe goes, Dutch oven, that's literally where you fart under the blankets and make somebody stay there.
No, this is the Dutch oven. She's like, okay, yeah. He goes, are you okay? I just want to see these two walk through a Williams-Sonoma now. This is a spatula. What? It's a spatula. Oh, I always called it a spoon that got sat on. No, it's a spatula. Whatever.
So Riley's on the Asia leg of her Riley World Tour, and she FaceTimed us from the club at 3 a.m. in Korea. Like, hey, girl. Me and Ariana are like, what? And then we see a text exchange checking on Ariana, and she's like, diva down, diva down. Because, guys, guess what? Ariana, that's my girl. She showed up to New York with a pair of Louboutins and a dream, honey.
And then Ariana tells us, I had this big idea of having like a clothing line, and Ava really definitely hurt my feelings with her comment. However, it was a wake-up call because like, fuck, maybe you were right. I don't have the best style. I know, it's like, this is cute, right? But what I'm wearing right here is cute. Like, let's not give her the satisfaction of her thinking I canceled my whole line because of her, even though I did. But Hudson and I are facing all these problems over the year, and I can't imagine us going into business together.
Yeah, and Ariana is telling the group that she broke up with Hudson, guys. She's moving out. It's her first time on her own. They're like, oh my God, girl, I'm so sorry. And then we see 10 days ago, Ariana and Hudson talking, and she's like, oh my God, the question is it still good for me? And it's not. It's not. And he's like, sorry, babe. So they break up, and he says, one day this is going to work out. I am, after all, a billionaire.
Ding. Yeah. I'm a fried chicken heir. So she says, we were living together for like 10 years on and off, but like I've never gone through a breakup like this. And like Hudson's my best friend. And like that's why it was so hard to walk away. And like it was actually generally like really hard to walk away because my mom like just stood in front of the door and said, you are not leaving this room. You are getting back together. I swear to God, you will not leave this billionaire. So it was like physically difficult for me to walk away, but I did. And it's just like, it's so real. And it's like so sad.
It's like, but I'm an influencer. So I had to film it. I had to film the whole process. They even wrapped my laundry basket.
So you're making TikTok videos.
She's like, yeah, guys, today, oh God, I got to start over. Hold on. Today, start over. Guys, today, I'm going to move my pajama box.
Being an influencer, it's not your average 9-to-5. No matter like how my day is going, no matter how many laundry baskets they wrap up, no matter how if I feel like shit, I still have to do something because that's my way of income. So everyone, who here wants to see a laundry basket with plastic around it? You're about to be shocked.
So she's like, yeah, you know, posting about the breakup. People are like, are they, you know, they're speculating about it. And so we made a decision to post on our story. I mean, I'm an influencer. So we had to make an influencer announcement. And we see a joint statement. Hudson and I have decided to go all separate ways. These things are never easy, but we both know what's best for us right now. And blah, blah, blah. So then we see a flood of the Bravo bloggers like, oh my God, Ariana made a joint statement. Ariana made a joint statement. She has broke up with Hudson. Can you believe that? Because that's famous. Ariana, one of the most famous people in the world, has broken up with the fried chicken person.
I want to know who was the content creator who said, my shitty day just got 10 times worse. And please tell me you were speaking tongue in cheek and they took you out of context, because I can't imagine the person out there that's like, guys, I need to take a sick day. I just found out that Ariana and Hudson broke up. I can't do this anymore. I can't.
I think this was the one that looked like an older guy, like with a beard. And he's like, my day just got 10 times worse. It's like, wow, this show has a big audience.
People really care. They're invested. Yeah. He's like, I'm wrapping up my laundry basket in solidarity.
Yeah.
So Ariana is like, she's shaking the magic eight ball to get some guidance, whatever.
And bedazzled. Like, thank you very much. Bedazzled. It's a diamond. Right. It's a diamond magic eight ball.
You're right. And Amira is like, to be a public person, whether you're born into it or thrown into it, whether you like didn't really want it, you have to be able to like see and hear all this noise and know when to tune it out and when to not tune it out. Because if you don't, it will literally eat you alive.
Bam! I'm gonna live forever.
I know. Anyway, I'm gonna put this on my story. So now, Georgia, we see another headline. Georgia McCann shares her hidden struggle in Pat's recovery from an eating disorder. I didn't see this. I missed this story entirely. And she tells us, prior to this show coming out, I was actually a really private person. What do I like not believe that? She goes, I didn't like post photos of myself online. Like, all of a sudden, I was super public and everyone's like commenting on my body and nitpicking and everything. It was like really difficult. So she basically went to an inpatient program. And she says, it's the best. And you guys are seeing me again. And I'm like in a really, really good place, which is awesome. And I grew up a lot from this. And now I'm like ready to get back to my dream of starting a brutalist bowling alley called Club Club.
Yeah, it was like so hard to get better. But I put in the effort and I did. And then I got out and I heard a horrible, horrible word. Tariffs. Dun, dun, dun.
By the way, this is like the first time that like a super serious issue has just been like just slotted into a welcome back montage. Like normally this is the sort of thing that's like many scenes and very serious scenes on Bravo. And she's like, yeah, so I realized I had disordered eating. And so I went and I did inpatient and I'm back and I'm great. Like on to the next thing, Ariana got a dog or something like that. It was just like, I was like, whoa, that was like a big deal, you know?
Now, the next headline is Damon Dash files for bankruptcy claiming $25 million in debt. And Ava's like, honestly, like, I think it's like hilarious seeing what people post about me and my family. Like, I mean, I think it's funny, but like some of the things are so wrong, you know? I mean, I'm not going to comment on it, but then other things are so right. I'm like, how the fuck did they know that? We see headline. We see Up and Adam actually. And he's like, today is one of the days I'm wearing sunglasses. Like Ava Dash got evicted and like she was living in Tribeca for $9.95 million, a trillion quarter. And then someone got evicted.
She's like, just to be clear, I was not evicted. I got a notice. But I mean, who hasn't? Am I right? Ava also has like a little bit of a new personality, like because last season she was kind of like, hi, I'm Ava Dash. But this season she's like, hi, I'm Ava Dash. She's got like a little bit more pep in her step, you know? So she's like really trying to be like I'm on camera.
Yeah. She's like, okay, I'm Ava. And they're like, light a fire under that ass. Hi, I'm Ava. They're like, perfect. Places. So we see her out to eat with Georgia, and Georgia's like, wait, literally, I wanted like a seltzer all morning. Thank you so much for ordering this. And she goes, that's just regular water. She's like,
she goes, tariffs, am I right? Sucks.
She goes, that did you hear? Sucks.
That actually sucks. Did you hear that Trump put a tariff on bubbles? It's like so saddening. So then George is like, by the way, how's Hook? And Ava's like, oh my God, he's like really good. He just left this morning for a show. Like every week it's a new city. It's crazy. I think he's in Missouri or something. And George is like, where is that? It's like Kansas City, Missouri, you know? It's like, wait, Kansas City isn't in Kansas? Are we positive about that? wait. Now I'm wrong. Is this water even flat? I think it might actually be bubbly. Oh my God, the world is turning upside down.
She's like, Sue, where is Kansas City, Missouri? And Sue's like, cool hats are often a comfortable thing to wear in the summer and the fall. God damn it, Sue.
Have you thought about a macrame vest? Sue, I don't want your fashion sense. The answer is no, I do not want that.
Kathy Bates won her first Oscar award for it. Not Misery. God damn it, Sue. I will not be spoken to like that.
Sue, just tell me where Kansas City is. Well, it's in Missouri, but also Kansas. How about that? What a doozy.
I know I've commented a lot on Sue, the personal assistant's like upgrade in expression when she talks, but it cracks me up. I was texting someone yesterday and I said, I fucking love it. And then she answered back, I fucking love it. Like, yes, Sue.
I do love the random like bits of emphasis they've taught her. It's like, you never know what's going to happen. Or just like the personality. Like my favorite still is when she says, okay,
okay.
You're like, oh, okay. That's it.
Okay.
Like, well, okay. Thank you. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Well, that's how you want to do it.
I want one where it's like, okay.
She also, sometimes she asks like a rhetorical, every now and then there's like a question that she'll ask and she does it in a tone that's kind of like sixth grade school play. She's like, I'm not quite sure about that. Maybe is that something you would like to look into? Like, why are you talking like that, Sue?
Because she thinks you're an idiot. That's her you're an idiot voice.
I'm not sure.
So now the conversation moves to Charlie and the crypto torture house, which he was involved in. He was living there 2 months. In case people don't know what that was, people, a bunch of crypto people were living together and they tied a guy to a chair and kidnapped him, basically, trying to get his Bitcoin wallet password, from what I understand.
Yes.
But, of course, Charlie's like, what? Nothing to do with me. Sorry for sleeping on a couch.
Sorry for hanging out with people that just happen to have a body tied up to a bed and we're probing him with the ends of a lamp extension cord. Sorry.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Then we go to Ava and Georgia in a confessional together. And Ava's like, yeah, me and Georgia became friends because of Charlie. And now we're both not friends with Charlie. But like, we had problems with Charlie before any of his headlines. It's not like a crypto torture thing. Like, we legit don't like Charlie. He smells.
Yeah. Last summer, he was just like so disrespectful, like always making comments about like my body. And we have a flashback of Charlie being like, hey, kind of dope on your little nipple tanks. And Ava's like, my dad's watching that. My boyfriend's watching that. We're not happy. Hook's not happy. And George is like, it was disgusting. Like, no, yeah. Like, I think that, like, we're on the same page a lot because the pros and cons of being his friend, like, all of your Omar BS and, like, posting with Omar, that's, like, crazy.
Yeah, so Ava's like, yeah, Charlie's not dating Georgia's ex. Just kidding. But you would think that based on their fucking Instagrams. So now Charlie has befriended that guy who's like a big crypto guy because Charlie is going to befriend any rich male. He's going to try and get that money from somebody. Yep. He's befriended him and then Ariana's ex, which we find out in a little bit.
I mean, it's so textbook. It's so predictable. I'm actually shocked that we did not predict this. Because, of course, he was going to gravitate towards the two wealthier people. Although, I don't think that Omar is wealthy. I think Omar is also a grifter. So, probably Omar and Charlie together are going to fleece Hudson for millions of dollars.
Well, I mean, he could be a grifter because he's like one of those crypto guys. But he could be a grifter, but he had a pretty big, nice office in Manhattan. So,
true.
I don't know.
Yeah, well,
he's getting money from someplace, so I don't know. And of course, this kid sees that and is like, I will take it. I will be there so you can invest in my next crypto coin. Bored.
And then Georgia, meanwhile, is like, by the way, I don't know if they're doing bowling or not, those guys, but like, it's insane that they're even like hanging out. And by the way, speaking of insane, did you see Ariana and Hudson's coordinated breakup stories? And Ava's like, I know. Are you like Kate Middleton? Like, who cares? Yeah, no. Kate Middleton, burn.
So Brooks is still making his bread. I don't know if it's the same bread or if it's a new bread, if it's a different day and a different loaf, like who knows. But he's like, I was really surprised to see that they like issued public statements. And Chloe's like, yeah, I was surprised too. Like, it's no one's business, but opening the door to it answered, I mean, it opens people the questions. Like, what do you call it if you fart under a blanket but then don't let me out? A Dutch oven. told you.
Chloe, do you think like we should stop making this bread and wait for like mom and dad and aunt what's her face to come over so that way we can all put our hand on it before it goes in the oven? Yeah, I think that's like the right plan. But is it the oven or the Dutch oven? Whoa, that just like blew my mind.
So then we go back to Ava in Georgia, and Ava's like, yeah, the joint collab breakup announcement. I've never seen that before.
Like, I'm like, this is how you know that they're really young, because I feel like the joint collab breakup thing is a thing that people do. Like, Gwyneth Paltrow famously did it with What's-His-Face from Coldplay, right? Like, the consciously uncoupling. I guess it's just, like, only old people do it, and, like, the young people just don't. So she's like, whoa,
what was is it this? Because of how they did it? Like, you'll be a collaborator on this post.
It's like sponsored. Sponsored yeah. by like Four Loko.
Yeah, but the main plot is like, are they faking it for the show? Yes, of course they are. They're gonna get back together. They're doing it for the show. No daughter of Zolciak is going to leave a billionaire. There's no way. No. There's no way that Kim Zolciak would not be there barring the door, like you said earlier. There's no fucking way, people.
Yeah. And George is like, I mean, like when I break up and I take it to social media, I do it like on Xanax in a foreign country. And then we see a clip of her from last year, the end of last season, when she was like, guys, we got into a fight and he cut off all my money and I'm stuck in Hong Kong. Someone save me. So just funny. The funniest twist.
She did it, and I love the format she did it in. Wasn't she holding like one of the tiny mics? And she's like, yeah, so imagine this. You're like a girl in a foreign country, and you get into a fight one night, and then he cuts you off financially completely, and you have no cards because you've been using his cards. Like, fucked up out of her mind. I like when people do a third person. Imagine you're a Georgia.
Picture it.
You've just learned about tariffs and hurt your heel on a cobblestone right after your boyfriend took away his credit cards.
When the truth about tariffs is so devastating, your stiletto goes right into the middle of the cobblestone. You can't get out. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So Ava's so
they're like, they just want to be talked about. So then we go back to Chloe, and Chloe's like, there are going to be people that don't think it's real. And I think you should tell her that there are people that are going to think that and that she should be prepared for that.
Are we talking about Dutch oven still? Yeah. So then back to Ava and Georgia. Georgia's like, there's no way. It's not real. It's like PR for the show. I don't care. I'm not going to say otherwise. Okay. Until I get some bubbly water in here, I'm gonna stick with my story. And Ava's like, I agree. And so George is like, oh, do you think that they use ChatGPT to help write the post? Like, yes, obviously.
So now we go out waiting for a cab with Ariana, and she's like, we're looking for a Toyota Highlander. Oh my god, I'm like Carrie Bradshaw right now.
Yeah. And Ariana's like, since I was 14, I saw this boy who I loved and I wanted to help. And he always called me when he was like down bad, you know, the way billionaire children are. And like, he knew I was going to be there because I care about this person so deeply and I love free chicken and they deserve somebody to be there and to hold their hand. And then like, as time went on, I kind of realized nobody was holding mine. What I thought was holding onto my hand was just an old drumstick becoming soggier and soggier.
She's like, yeah, like he didn't even take me on dates. So I'm like, make this more romantic or I'm not going to be with you. You know, he just needs to grow up. On our way home, I'm on our way to our new home though now. I'm excited. I'm nervous. And we see Brooklyn. And she tells the dogs, I don't know which one of you farted, but it's diabolical.
So now we are back with Amira, who, guess what? Getting glam. And she's like, I just like want to make a thing of like, make a list of like all the things I need to do for like the second Gwen is done. Like, I need to brush my teeth. I need to pack my bag. I need perfume and deodorant. Like, okay, all these things I got to do. And we see like her assistant's like, yeah, yeah, great. Okay, gorge, gorge. You look great. You look wonderful. She's like, Slay Bram Lincoln.
I love her list. It's like, brush your teeth, put on clothes, put contacts in, altruistic TikToks.
I love altruistic TikToks.
So then Amira's in the car FaceTiming with Brooks, and she's on her way to a Victoria's Secret show. This is my look, diva. He's like, oh my God, you look so fire.
So fire, so fire. And
they talk about her birthday and who's going to be coming to her big birthday party. And she invited Hudson because, you know, she thought it would be uncomfortable, but even what's her button said to invite him. And she also invited Charlie, okay? Because sure, Charlie's troublesome, but they're friends. So she's inviting Charlie.
I'm like not excited about that because like last year his behavior cracked a lot of my friendships, kind of like the top of a good sourdough. It's like, I don't want to lose these people that I'm like so close with. Like, do you remember that when he texted Chloe and he was like, yeah, I can't wait to hang out. And I was like, gross. Oh my God. So Mira's like, well, we've been friends for like so long. I just feel like I have to invite him. I mean, I feel like some kind of responsibility to try to like mend what's happening between Brooks and Charlie, because the three of us have like known each other for like a long time. And I can completely understand how Brooks is feeling. And like Charlie put himself in this situation. He hasn't built the best friendships over the past year. But at the same time, everyone should just like give him a chance because it's a new season. We have to make friendships. Okay. Like that's basically it. The producers told me we have to be friends.
So still, Georgia and Ava are at lunch, and they're talking about seeing everybody at the birthday party for the first time in the season. And Ava's like, I'm so excited because, like, Gia did this podcast where she, like, called me a liar. And then we see a clip of Gia being like, you're just, like, lying. You're, like, a liar.
Ariana did a couple of different interviews saying that, like, I'm not a sweet girl. And then Amira, I saw all of her confessionals, like, talking shit. And Georgia's like, oh my God, same. Saying that I was, like, fat-shaming. Like, I was, like, a fat-shaming hoe. Like, I actually, like, fuck with Amira heavy. And that's the thing. Like, I would like to clear the air. And then I also, like, let's get to the bottom of these tariffs. Am I right? And Ava's like, yeah, I like to know where I'm at with people. Because, like, we're New Yorkers. Like, we want to, like, fucking know.
So Amira's saying we started the fall off with good drama. Ariana and Hudson broken up. Ava and Gia beefing. Me and Georgia haven't cleared the air. And then Charlie, he's on his own little island. And then we go to Charlie, who is cool as ever, you guys. He's like, yeah, I'm Charlie. And he's wearing sunglasses outside and it's dark. And he goes, yeah, yeah, sunglasses. Yeah, yeah. It's basically nighttime for me. It's basically nighttime for me, guys. It's like dark. And they point to the sky. They're like, it is actually dark.
Yeah, it's amazing how that works. And then there are all these headlines. They keep showing the same shot of this video footage of Charlie at the torture house. And it's like, this is about Charlie. Allegedly, he was in the same townhome where the crypto kidnapping took place. And he was in the house, the crypto bro, crypto, crypto, crypto. And he's like, okay, I'm aware the TikTok is saying some shit about me, but I don't have it, so it doesn't affect me all that directly. Yeah, I don't do TikTok, okay? I'm a little bit more progressive. So I really only see the positive things about myself. I'm like, so you're not really seeing much, are you? And he goes, the negatives, they don't really like, they don't know my narcissism. Like, I'm blind to it. Like, it's like hieroglyphics, you know? It's like, then like compliments. So I'm like, good with like the noise. I'll be like, fine. I'm like, you're making no sense. Reading through that paragraph, I was like, what is he saying here?
He's like, my narcissism filters out the bad stuff. It's like, bad stuff looks like hieroglyphics. I only see compliments. So, yeah. So then Charlie calls Hudson and he's like, Colin, just check in. I saw that like Instagram story yesterday about you guys like breaking up or some shit. I'm glad it was on Instagram so I know, because I do not have TikTok.
Yeah. And Hudson's like, yeah, I think it's been coming for a while. It's like, yeah, crazy news. You know, it's like, yeah, I know. It's like the streets are rippling in response to it, except maybe on TikTok, but I wouldn't know because I don't have it. It's like, yeah, it's the whole entire nation's talking about a breakup. It's crazy, man.
national attention giveth and national attention taketh away. Am I right? Celebrity Bible, we're famous now.
Like so the producers, speakers.
The producer's like, whoa, you guys are friends now? That's weird. And he's like, couldn't disagree more. I mean, I think we're like the most likely duo. I mean, I got to take Hudson under my wings. He's a sweet, borderline, too nice billionaire. What's not to love?
Yeah.
Shane.
I know. I think that he needs me, or at least he needs me in his ear, and I need him in my wallet. Hudson goes, yeah, we'll get more into it before Amira's party. It'll be the first time I've seen Ariana since we broke up. So, and Charlie's like, shit, I'm excited for the drama. That's for sure. You mind paying for this, by the way? He says, look, I have a lot of flaws. Let's be clear. I'm not Mr. Perfect, but there are ways in which Hudson could benefit from my very smart and critically thought out advice that's gotten me this far in life.
Yeah, you're doing great. So they're going to pre-party before this thing. And then we see another headline that Gia was involved in Hudson and Ariana's breakup. And so now we see Gia and Ariana together in a confessional. And Ariana's like, she broke us up. Just kidding. We're like such good friends. She's not a homewrecker. And Gia's like, moving on.
Yeah. And we see a text exchange where Gia's like, can't wait to see the new place. I need spices. I'm just going to steal them from here because Gia is at home right now. And because Gia is going to be moving from New Jersey to another part of New Jersey that's a little closer to the city.
Yeah, but she's moving out. She's like, Ma, I'm going to take some of our spices. And Teresa's like, I need the spices for cookings that you can take. Plates, you want some plates?
And she like pulls out some glasses and they're all leopard print. And she is like, ew, no, don't give me the trash. She's like, these ain't trash. Come on.
Bing, 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 bing.
Teresa's is like very funny in this scene because you can see she's like, she's not had her annual boot up for the Real Housewives in New Jersey. So it's almost like her engines are still coming to life. She's like,
hello, how's it going?
It's like the monitors are still turning on. It's like they're turning on Jurassic Park after rebooting it. And Gia's like, yeah, I thought that when I would move out of my house, it would be with Christian. And Christian and I have been together for 6 years, but I wanted to tackle this on my own. I wanted to tackle the challenge of moving from one part of New Jersey to another part of New Jersey on my own.
Then we go to Ariana's and she's like, oh my God, how do you set up the Wi-Fi? I'm just a girl who's new to the city. So she has a roommate now named Austin that we meet, and she sends a text to the group chat. And she's like, do you guys know how to set up internet service for your apartment?
She's like, oh my God, is that a thing you have to do for yourself? And I was like, yeah. You know, our friend group, we all have like a group chat. And Amira's like, yeah, I love a group chat because like right now in the group chat, it's like me and Ava and Brooks and Gia and Hudson and Riley and Shai and Ariana and Georgia. I'm like, so the full cast, you mean? But Charlie has left a group chat.
It's nobody even acknowledged it. Nobody even acknowledged it. I'm like, yeah, we didn't even add it back. And yeah. Georgia says, yeah, there's offshoots to the main group, obs. So Ava is telling us that Shai started a group chat with her and Brooks, but her and Brooks haven't answered it yet. And it's really awkward. Well, why are you being mean to Shai? What did he do?
I know. What's wrong with Shai? Everyone likes Shai, I thought. It's like, yeah, we don't hang out with that one. One-on-one. So Ariana's like, yeah, we had like a people press event. And Ava was like really rude to us. And she's like, yeah, barely even said hello. Didn't even acknowledge us, even after I moved to a different part of New Jersey. And Ariana's like, yeah, in the green room. She was like over in the corner. And Gia's like, yeah, taking selfies in the mirror. It was like giving self-absorbed, thinking that she was America's next top model.
And Ariana's like, I mean, she's kind of hot though, right? She's like, yeah, she's hot. Yeah, like she's hot. I want to be friends with her still. Yeah, she's hot. I want to be friends with her too.
Beautiful and rude.
So Ava is telling us, I'm not feeling great about Gia because last summer I noticed that Gia's mother had followed me and then she unfollowed me. And then I guess Gia didn't think that was true. And we see a clip from the Vile Files where Nick's like, wait a minute, your mom's not following Ava? And she's like, well, when Ava said that, I was like, girl, you're just like lying because like I know my mom and she doesn't care that much to unfollow you.
Ava really grasping for straws to have a beef with someone. Being like, wait, your mom followed me and then unfollowed me. And then you went on to Vile Files and then you said I was a liar. This friendship is over.
But it's a weird thing to even have to go on to the Vile Files about.
Like, wow.
Also, like, who is tracking
Teresa that? Teresa follow and unfollow. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, who is tracking Teresa's, like, status with Ava? It's so specific. So Ava's like, I just don't want to be called a liar. And when your friends are talking badly about you in the public, that's not a good look. I don't want this to bring this up at Amira's party, but we're going to have to figure this one out. I'm like, please do. This is obviously tearing America apart. This and the tariffs.
Yeah, so they are talking, they're texting now about the party. And Brooks is texting someone named Liam. And he's like, you're coming to Amira's birthday, right? And he's like, yeah. And he goes, well, Liam's definitely coming. I'm meeting him right now. And Amira says, does he know the theme? And Brooks says, I mean, he's like literally a cowboy. So,
yeah. So here comes Liam, new cast member alert. It's Liam, and he's playing ice hockey. And producer's like, have you seen Heated Rivalry yet? He's like, yeah, I've yet to watch it. I auditioned for it, though. And like, what role? He's like, the blonde one. Like, well, you need a Russian accent. He's like, yeah, that's probably why I didn't get it, because otherwise I was a shoo-in, right? Check me out, ladies and men.
Yeah, so he's in the hockey, guys. He's playing hockey. And Brooks tells us Liam's lore is crazy. He's gone from Nickelodeon star to Law and Order. And now, like, what? You're just like yourself now.
Yeah. And
he's got Macaulay Culkin face, no?
He does look like a Culkin. This guy.
The brother from Succession. Kieran.
Yeah, yeah. Kieran even more so. Absolutely. I think that's a great call. I feel like this guy's trouble. I'm just going to say it. He's like, there's something like performative about him that I feel like is going to come out.
Like, he's very like, legs crossed back in the chair. He's like, guys, being a celebrity is a lot. Okay. I mean, it is really hard. They're asking my autograph every day. It's like, who are you? Who?
Yeah. Like, there's something about like all these things that he does that I feel like is very much about like image building to cover up some awfulness.
Well, I mean, you're a cast member on a Bravo show, so we can only assume.
Yeah, we can only assume. Commercials, here comes one right now. So a producer asks him, do you ever watch reality TV? And he's like, yeah, I watched like one season of Love Island. It wasn't for me. Pfft, stupid. And then Brooks is like, yeah, I have actually quite the experience with ice hockey because I attempted to become pre-NFL, you know? And Liam's like, NHL, you mean? He's like, yeah, NHL. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was 12, I was in a class full of five-year-olds all looking to demolish me, which like sounds crazy, but like actually like really scary, getting attacked by toddlers, you know? It was like mini tornadoes.
That's hilarious. They put him in there when he was 12 and everybody's five. It's like, oh my God.
It's his age group.
I'm being attacked by five-year-olds. So they skate together. And as they leave the locker room, Brooks is like, does it always smell like that in there? He's like, yeah, it's called the hockey stench. Yeah. So he's like, what do I do? That's a loaded question. When I'm not acting, writing, directing, producing, arting, painting, you know, riding, singing, whatever. I'm a ski instructor, volunteer fireman. I ride horses, motorcycles, my spare time, surf when I can. I play on three men's hockey league teams, which I love. One of them's just a movie. I cast myself in it. I wrote it. I'm producing it. I've got the Cougars, the Dirds, hedge money. Pretty big.
Do you have an outfit for Mira's birthday party, though? He's like, oh, yeah, I'm about to sew it. Because I do that, too. Yeah. It's like, I know there's, like, a theme. And, like, Mira's, like, completely, like, dedicated to the theme. He's like, oh, yeah, like, cowboy. Should I get cowboy boots? Do you have them? And Brooks is like, I do. He's like, pointy toe or square toe? I haven't thought about it that deeply. We're still trying to work through Dutch oven stuff at my place, so... Yeah.
He's like, yeah, well, my boots are pointy. Unless I'm riding, then I wear square. I'm a cowboy.
I'm a cowboy too. Yeah, I grew up in Manhattan, but my parents are not housewives. They're not celebrities. They're like successful in their own way. Yeah. They have a house in upstate New York. It's where my horse lives. God, I love my horse to death. His name is Chewy. Got a horse. My horse rides a motorcycle. Pretty interesting horse. Pretty fascinating guy all around.
Yeah. Horse is a volunteer fireman too. It's crazy. Yeah. Put out a flame like nuts. Yeah, he's like, I wonder who his parents are. I think it was published. They're probably what, financiers or something like that, if they're not celebrities or reality stars, because everyone on the show has parents that are of some sort of acclaim. So Liam is like, I just want to make sure my nipples aren't popping out here, because I'll be on nipple sites instead of feet sites. Did you hear this, by the way? I found out I was on a feet website, right? I don't know how I got on there. Maybe I submitted myself. Who knows? I'm so busy. I do so many things.
Yeah. And Brooks is like, oh my God, wait, Wiki Feet. Yeah, same. He's like, what even the fuck is this? Yeah. You know, they rank your feet too. They rank your feet 1 out of 5. I looked it up. I'm 4.48. Brooks is like, I'm a 4.9.
Wow.
I like that they're following their feet on Wiki Feet.
I know. So now the kids get onto the rink. And Brooks is like, oh my God, this is like who I used to compete against. I'm like scared. Are there toddlers around? This is scary. So now we go up to Amira and Charlie. They're meeting up in a park. And Charlie's like, oh my God, this homeless guy is always outside the box. Dead ass. Same homeless guy I saw last night. It's like a celebrity.
Yeah, it's like the resident of the box homeless guy. That's it. So they start talking about her party, and she's like, so it's us, Shy, Hudson, Ariana's coming. And he's like, oh, yeah, they broke up, by the way. Hudson's like really warmed up to me. Have you heard? Yeah, we're like best friends. So.
Yeah, I feel like you guys have like very similar personalities. Like, yeah, he's like me if I was like whipped and sober. Am I right? It's like, no. Yeah, well, I like Hudson. He's a homie. And I won't, like, fuck his girl, probably, because I would rather be homies with him. So, yeah.
Oh, God. He's like, yeah, but, you know, like, oh, good. Whatever. She's like, I want to keep everything chill because my parents are coming and I'm excited about that. But everybody needs to be on their best behavior. And Brooks is coming. George is coming. I'm kind of nervous about that. But I just want an apology, you know, because she aired out, like, my medical history. I mean, hello, HIPAA, right? Am I right? And we see, because Georgia said, oh my God, you're eating? Like, what is the Ozempic wearing off? Which I thought was pretty innocent. But.
Yeah, I thought so too. And but I guess it's an invasion of privacy for Gen Z. So Mira's like, yeah, I've like struggled with an eating disorder in the past. And she's like, you know, had her issues. So we bonded over that. And then for her to air that out publicly, I was just kind of like, what the fuck? Let me enjoy my Red Robin. And so Charlie's like, yeah, I'm sure I'll have to have a conversation with Georgia because I've been chilling with Omar. Yeah. So like, that's been pissing her off, obviously. So yeah. Mira's like, yeah, it's pretty good that we're like having this like pre-kiki before the party. He's like, yeah, good terms with everybody. Like Hudson, Shy, really the person. I mean, like Brooks, he's like, we're never on bad terms. I'm always on like neutral terms with Brooks, so that's good, right? Nothing could possibly change the status of our relationship right now. No piece of information you're about to give me, for sure.
She's like, well, Brooks is sometimes just really sensitive, you know, like with certain things, and that's why he was just asking me about you. And he goes, oh my God, what kind of bullshit is he complaining about? It's like, well, he's just like, you know, anxious about you being there. He goes, well, he can suck my fucking dick, okay? It's your birthday party. I don't give a fuck if he's anxious. Like, what have I said to him in the past year? Okay, just give me some fucking logic here. Can I get some fucking logic?
Wait, hear me out. I think he's just like speaking on behalf of like the entire group, maybe. It's like, who? Like Riley and Hudson. Like, he's like, Hudson and I are boys. Don't you remember when I said that earlier, when I said Hudson and I are boys? Like, he doesn't give a fuck.
So he's like, this is exhausting. Okay, I'm exhausted. She goes, oh my God. He's like, Brooke needs to find a fucking interesting thing about him and leave me the fuck alone. You know, if he wasn't so concerned with his image and who he thinks he should and should not be associating with, or his sourdough's going to deflate, it would be a lot easier for him to be my friend. And she's like, well, you're a good friend to me, so surely nothing will ever break that, right?
As this conversation progresses, my hopes for a peaceful night are tanking. So now some more text messages. Have you talked to Charlie yet? Yeah, I just talked to him. He literally can't wait to see everyone. Are you lying? Yes. And then more text messages between Ava and Brooks. Did you survive hockey? Yeah, I barely. I want a pregame at mine tonight. Pregame at my place.
They're basically talking about, is the Ariana breakup real? Dun, dun, dun. So, of course, Tex immediately tattletales. And he's like, oh, my God, Ariana, there's a bit of a sitch. So she gets the text. It's like, girl, call me. We got to talk. Just think you should know. People think your breakup is just for the show. Dun, dun, dun. So now we go to Amira's birthday party. It's a cowgirl party. She's like, yeah, we wanted to call it a cunty party, but Bravo's making us call it country. So whatever, Bravo.
Yeah, my birthday is like a national holiday. I mean, it's actually not one, but maybe one day, like altruistic TikToks for everyone, right? And this birthday party, like, I'm just happy everyone's coming. I just don't want any mess whatsoever. But at the same time, like, George and I are like in a weird place, and I do think we need to clear the air. But like, maybe it's not the best place to do it. But it's my birthday, so what? Like, what is she gonna do? Leave? I'm like, literally yes. But anyway, go on.
So now we're over at Ariana's apartment for a pregame over there, and Gia comes over, and she brought her little bouquet of flowers, and they're like, oh my God, you can see the Statue of Liberty from here. I'm like, oh my God, that's insane. So Gia FaceTimes Brooks, and Ariana's like, today's my birthday, and one day of the year is supposed to be all about me. I'm getting some different gifts. I'm going to someone else's birthday party. I'm going to see my ex-boyfriend, who I haven't seen in a few weeks. Just saw him 10 days ago, according to the camera. Riley's in Atlanta. I get to see Ava, who annoys the shit out of me sometimes. I mean, the list could go on and on.
Yeah. And Gia's saying how they're not going to go pregame with Hudson, Charlie, and Shy tonight. And Ariana's like, yeah, no one's going to go there. I mean, what a fun group, right? We're going to party here with my sister, Brielle. And Brielle's like, I don't know what Hudson and Charlie were like friends. Like, when were they friends? Like, because they both want you, right? And Gia's like, yeah, that's what I'm saying, girlfriend. She's like, yeah, it's a wonderful life.
So Brielle's like, well, let's hope Liam's hot because he's got a fat ass. All hockey players have a fat ass. That's hot.
Liam plays on three different like hockey teams. So like, yeah, Brielle's like, yeah, badass. So Ariana's like, well, we'll see tonight. So then the producer's asking Brooks if he likes a Southern accent. He's like, yeah, yes, ma'am. Look, I can do one. I feel like there's a southerner inside of me. My voice sounds less irritating in a southern accent. Woohoo, Dutch ovens.
Ariana's saying, oh, I heard from a little birdie that Jordan's got some shit to say. Oh, she thinks it's really convenient timing that I broke up with my boyfriend for filming.
I mean, it is. Come on.
And so everybody's getting themselves worked up for this party. They're like, first party fights,
let's do it.
Meanwhile, Liam arrives at Brooks's, and Brooks has a bottle of whiskey, and he's like, do you want some of this? I don't really know what it is, but looks like it's in character, so.
Yeah. So, let's see. It's a lot going on. I'm having a hard time as a podcaster, because almost this entire episode was actually, like, talking heads, so I got a little lost here, but Liam comes over.
They're all just getting ready to go to this party. Hudson's, you know, still texting Ariana, and he's like, ah, babe, so glad I'm going to get to see you. Hopefully we can work it out because, like, you're everything. And she's like, okay. And Hudson's telling us, yeah, we've been texting. You know, I've been texting her more than she's been texting me, for sure. Maybe it's like she's creating more of a boundary than I am. But I want you to know that I have style this season, and I'm in a white leather motorcycle jacket. For no reason, really. You like it?
Yeah. And you know what? Like, and we see a flashback to Ariana and Hudson during their breakup. And he's like, please feel more than welcome to keep a key. Because say if you're ever in the city and you just want to stop by, even if I'm not there, that's fine. By the way, I love that he's like, if you're ever in the city, like, she's in Brooklyn. But it's like, that's such a Manhattan thing to be like, if you ever wind up coming to New York City someday, just let me know. I'll be here.
So the producer asked Charlie if it's weird to be hanging. Ask Hudson if it's weird to be hanging out with Charlie after all the stuff he said about hooking up with Ariana. And he's like, well, Charlie reached out to me and it was kind of shocking. I mean, because he's like 80% dick and 20% nice. But, you know, whatever. I like him. So now they're besties. And Shy is going to come meet them as well. And then he's talking about how surreal it is to break up with Ariana and see her presence gone from the apartment. And then Shy comes over and Shy makes everybody feel better, guys. And Gia is saying that she feels bad for Ariana because it's her birthday and she has to go to someone else's birthday and see her ex. It's a pretty fucking shitty birthday to me.
And now an insight into the world of Ava. So she tells us, my main goal was always modeling, but now the modeling world and the social media world are very intertwined, and I don't consider myself an influencer. I'm still working on my social presence, and the more followers you have, obviously the more you're going to get paid. And it'd be nice if I had over 100,000 on TikTok, and she only has 18,000 followers on TikTok, which is shocking. And our note taker did check, and as of last night, she's up to 20.6. So, you know, she's getting there, slowly but surely.
And she's like, just because I'm Damon Dash's daughter doesn't mean anything. Your reputation is everything. So if my friend is calling me a liar, what are brands supposed to think? I mean, how is Casper Mattress supposed to trust me if Gia doesn't?
I know. She's like, I'm not an influencer, but what about brands? What's going
to
happen?
Who wants to buy moisturizer from a liar?
I know. Who will take my away luggage advice? So now we see Charlie in a cab and he's like, it's been like an interesting and stressful few months. I know that it's like the elephant in the room, you know, amongst the group. And I wish I could address it more directly, but I think the truth will come out eventually. And if you know me, you know that I probably wasn't kidnapping and torturing anybody, right? I'm like, I don't know that for sure, to be honest.
None of us think that you were not involved. Okay, Charlie. Literally everybody thinks you were involved in that. So Ava comes to Brooks's and she's like, yeah, I was watching Boss Baby last night and it reminds me of Brooks because it's like a baby, but the baby's like a boss of things. Like, wow. Yeah.
Well, he is a little toddler, but he does have a lot of executive responsibilities. So now Ava and Leah meet, and then Charlie arrives at Hudson's, and Shy's there, and everyone's sort of getting to their pre-parties. It's like, it's wild how much is like going on this show. I mean, there's like so much cross-cutting, and there's so much talking, and there's so much like setup, but actually very little is happening at the same time. Like basically, it's like they've been slowly moving towards their pre-parties all this time. And so now with Brooks and Liam's friends, who are Kendall and Jackson. And Liam's like, yeah, we went to middle school and like the beginning of high school together. So that's the lore between me and these other two guys that aren't on this show. But yeah, me and Jackson
Charlie,
Kendall.
But they don't really know him. Okay. They kind of know him, but they don't really know him. And then the producer asks Ava what she thinks of Shy. And Ava goes, I don't. And her and Georgia's like, laugh. What did Shy do? That's all I care about in this. Because Shy seems like the sweetest guy ever. And I'm like, who's hating Shy? What did he do? So then we go back to Hudson's and they're talking about like liquor. He's like, I don't even know if I have liquor, guys. And Shy says that he's in the group now. He came in with Dylan, but then Dylan moved. Sadness. And now he's got this group of friends and he didn't leave them because he's like, wow, they're just like so fun and interesting and on TV.
I thought at some point they're just going to be like, this is just a big prank show, right? Like, this isn't like a real show, but it's a real show. And I'm here, and I guess people like me, so I'm going to stay. So here I am. So now we go back to Brooks and Brooks's place. And Ava's like, I don't believe it's a real breakup. I'm sorry. I've just never seen any exes do like a joint story post to announce their breakup. I'm like,
And Brooke says, I would be extremely hurt if I heard that. She's like, well, I'm not trying to like hurt anybody's feelings. God, people are so sensitive. So then back at Hudson's, Hudson's like, we're going to have some ground rules about my girlfriend, right? And Charlie's like, oh, yeah, listen, I have no intention of sacrificing this friendship for that. I mean, God, unless you become poor, you're safe with me. Also, there will come a time. Doesn't want to fuck you, Charlie. You gross. Yeah.
He's like, but I kind of get the sense from Charlie, he's like, there's going to come a time where I'm going to ask for money. And if you don't give me that money, then all bets are off and I will go after your girlfriend. So just letting you know that right now. So then Georgia and a friend are walking along and Georgia's like, I don't know how long I'm going to stay. I was like literally fighting for my life on the toilet last night. I mean, tariffs are not good for the body.
Yeah, I think I had like bad salami and like bodega sandwiches are like the staple of New York. And like I didn't go to my normal place, but like literally I thank God every day for bodegas because like the world could end or like, I don't know, the city could be on fire and I could still find my chicken cutlet sandwiches.
So Georgia arrives at this party spot. They're all there. And this is she's the first one to arrive there with her friend, and like the only one that are there are Amira's parents. Mm-hmm. So she's like, "Oh, hi! This is great. Where is everyone? Is it just it's just me and Amira's parents? Everyone, get here!"
The parents are like, "Oh my god, good to see you, kids!" And everybody's just on their phone texting, like, "Oh my god, please! It's only old people here."
They're pouring like lemonade and handing out soda. You guys want to dance? It's okay. You can dance with people.
So then Georgia's like, yeah, things are awkward with Amira and I. And Georgia says, you know, she has her opinions, but we haven't discussed it directly. But just to keep hearing that she's got this anger. I mean, there's like an elephant in the room and it's never been addressed. So now we see Kevin, Amira's boyfriend. And we see footage of them in a car from last year. And Amira saying, she's like touching Kevin's leg. Georgia's doing it.
Oh my gosh. No, not Kevin's leg. So Georgia tells us, what I think was like really going on was that she had been like telling everyone that I was like fucking flirting with Kevin on this trip. And then the unaired clip is Kevin saying, like, it was like three times. And Charlie was like, stop playing footsie with him. And she just like stopped after that.
Oh, so Kevin's saying that she's flirting with him. So George is like, that like did not like happen. So in the clip, Amira says, if she comes to my man again, I'm gonna gut her like a fish. So George is like, yeah, she's really mad at that, but she's making about this Ozempic comment. So whatever. So then we see Georgia and Amira like fakely say hello. They're like, hi, it's so good to see you. Well, so good to see you.
Great to see you. I've been shitting my ass out all night because of bad baloney, but great to see you.
Guys, and this is a birthday party for Amira, but she's an influencer. I don't know if you've seen her get ready 30 times this episode, but yeah. This is not just a party. This is work because she's influencing. So
it's hard.
Watch out.
You know what? The altruistic TikToks never end, even on your birthday. I mean, talk about altruism, putting your birthday to the side to do a TikTok for the people. Wow. That is kind.
Yeah. It's big. So then Georgia talks about how she's had diarrhea to everybody that comes up to her. It's like, hey, Georgia, how are you? She's like shitting my guts out. How are you?
Great. Can I tell you how I don't wash my hands? So then Aria. People are arriving and saying hi and everything is typical. Like people are arriving at a party scene. And Ava's like, I haven't seen Gia since Gia called me a liar on a podcast. Kind of awkward because I don't want to start drama at somebody's party about how Teresa followed me and then didn't follow me. Huh, I might not have the best birthday party track record. I don't want to be that girl. I'm telling you, I really do value birthdays.
So okay, then Georgina comes up to talk to Gia and Ariana. She's like, oh my God, you guys, so good to see you. So sorry about your breakup. TBH, thought it was fake for the show. Is it fake? They're like, no, my God, it's not fake. She's like, yeah. Because then you were making like moving TikToks. And I was like, who makes moving TikToks? Like, that's like literally crazy. She's like, no, but like I was legit making sad moving TikToks. She's like, I'm so sorry I thought that. You guys, I totally believe it's real now. I talked to her. It's like totally normal for her to make moving TikTok. So,
yeah. So, Ariana's like,
it's like, okay, guys, I cleared it up. I asked her if it was crazy, but you know what? She had a very moving vlog. So, yeah, I receive it.
It was really good. And so Ariana's like, obviously the two peas in a pod, like George and Ava. Ava thinks that like the same thing too, but like Ava's not really my friend. So like, think what you want to think. Georgia, What the fuck?
So, George's like, oh my God, Ava, we were so wrong. It's totally a real breakup. Like, it was wrong. Like, it was a real breakup. So Ava's like, I just hope I can avoid trauma tonight.
I hope the other elephant in the room, which is Gia calling me an elephant because of her mom, doesn't crowd out all the space. Oh my God, America can't stop talking about it. So then
now Wacky Shy puts on a horse costume and the guy's like, you're going like a horse. That's crazy. I'm back at the party. George is like, wow, I really think now that Hudson's single, Charlie's probably doing what he did with my ex, having Hudson pay for everything.
Yep.
Yep, that's correct.
Ding, 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 that ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
So then Shy, go ahead.
Yeah. No, we just see Shy, Hudson, and Charlie. They're like in a cab. And they're like talking about, like Shy saying like, oh yeah, by the way, Ariana says she's bringing her sister in there. Brielle, yeah. Charlie's like, yeah, you love talking to Ariana, bro. She's like, oh yeah, really? Talking to my ex like that? Shy's like, whoa, I called her for her birthday and she said like, oh, I'm bringing my friends. Charlie's like, oh yeah, what? Do you hear this shit? Do you hear this shit? Like, you really? Like, wow, Shy, wow, can you believe it? Can you believe it? Talking to Ariana? What? Stupid.
So someone at the party is taking a picture of Amira and they're like, oh my God, your tits defy gravity. She's like, they really do, honey. I paid for them. So then Amira decides to go have a conversation with Georgia because that Ozempic comment never really got addressed. And I,
even though
the person who does not want Ozempic talked about, I'm going to talk about it 30 times today. Okay. I'm on Ozempic and we're going to fight about it right now.
Even though it was literally squashed at a table in a scene last summer, we'll just pretend like it was never addressed in the first place. So yeah, let's have another scene about it. So she's like, she's going to go pull Georgia for a chat. And Georgia's like, yeah, well, the thing is that like, I really like literally do have to like leave in like 5 minutes. So what is this in regards to? Mira's like, it's fine. Let's just have a conversation. She's like, yeah, but like, I just want to remind everyone I had really bad bologna last night. So like, I'm going to blow any second. Are you sure you want to be here for that?
Let's cut it to the chase because I'm about to shit myself. Okay. What do you want? She's like, well, okay. You know, Mike, you like letting my medical history out there. That really wasn't cool. And, we need to talk about that. She goes, oh my God, like literally I'm like so sorry about it, like that's horrible, and I hope I wasn't genuinely apologetic, and I need to be genuinely apologetic, so genuinely I apologize, and like if it didn't come off that way, I'm like so sorry. I think I'm pooping right now, hold on. It's not poop. It's not poop.
We got 3 minutes and 22 seconds left before this whole thing goes down. So what else? Oh, yeah, here, I'll bring something up. I do want to bring up another thing that I heard through the gay grapevine. You felt I was, like, flirting with Kevin on the trip because, like, the gay grapevine is my network of queer people, both domestically and internationally, who are my eyes and ears and tell me things. And I did not hear about this news in this country, everyone. This is international gossip. I heard about it from someone who does not live in this country. It's a lifelong commitment to establish a gay grapevine. The gay grapevine operates like above the CIA in terms of functionality. And when you're in it forever. And I do not reveal my sources within the gay grapevine. I will just say this. This was international gossip from the country of New Jersey.
That is why George is my all-time favorite.
That's yeah, she hilarious. Is the star.
She's so Amira's like, well, I mean, like the way you were like speaking to him and then you're like touchy-feely. And she goes, oh my God. Because when I heard that, my jaw was literally on the floor. A crow flew into my mouth. Like it was on the floor. It was terrible. She's like, what the literal fuck? But never in a million years did it literally cross my mind to literally touch your literal boyfriend, Kevin. Like literally what? Like what? Like, did I like literally touch him? Because literally lit no truly.
Like literally, why would I even touch Kevin when I had a hottie like Omar on my side? So Amira's like, well, I did not know if like she knew about this. Like, I didn't know she knew this. Like, I didn't think that it was that big of a deal, which is why I never brought it up. But like, if I did have a problem with her for that specific reason, like she would definitely like know. So George is like, genuinely, it did not ever cross my mind. It's not like tariffs, okay? It is not on my mind. I do not think of Kevin all the time, okay?
I mean, Kevin never.
don't even know who would date that guy. Am I right?
She's like, well, okay, well, I appreciate that. Thank you. And she tells us, okay, well, inviting her was charity enough. And that was my good karma for the year. So at this point, I'm washing my hands of her. Someone's got to wash her hands in this place. Seriously.
So then Gia is looking around. She goes, is that the infamous Liam? So she meets Liam. And Liam's like, oh, yeah, she's cute. No, Liam is not interested. So Amira's like, oh, my God, is that Shy? Shy, are you actually wearing this horse costume? That's, like, creepy. And then Ariana is like, oh, my God, so funny. So then Brooks is, like, seeing Charlie and Hudson walk in together. I, like, was having acid reflux.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, my God, it's Charlie. It's Charlie here. What are we going to know? It's Charlie. And it's here with Hudson and a horse. So Hudson's like, yeah, Ariana and I, we've been together since we were babies. So, of course, we're going to hug. You know, I just wasn't emotionally growing or, like, working on myself or, like, wanting to do anything because I'm a billionaire. So, you know, I really got to look into that. Maybe, like, doing a little more and I don't know. What was I saying? She's like, hi.
And he's pretending to be introspective.
Yeah, he's still acting like her boyfriend. He's like, oh, you look so pretty. Oh, God. Trying to be respectful and not grab your butt.
She's like, well, you're not allowed to, so don't. She's like, it's complicated because, like, I love this person and I care about this person so deeply and I pray for him, like, every night and pray for him to surround himself with the right people. And, like, I don't understand why the fuck he's friends with Charlie. Like, yeah, like the guy who wanted to fuck my girlfriend last year. So then Hudson is, he's like, yeah, it's kind of like taking everything in me not to kiss you right now. She's like, gross. So
everyone else is making small talk. Gia sees Charlie and checks in with him. And she's like, I feel like there's an elephant in the room a little bit. He's like, yeah, yeah, I can't talk about that, but it's all good. Okay. And so he says, anything beyond, you know, like, I can't talk about that, guys. Like, it's too much. I don't want to be like my freedom isn't worth an edit. You know what I mean? It's a pretty big deal. Yeah. Crypto torture.
She was like, don't talk to me about that. Both my parents went to jail. By the way, your phantom power is crackling right now at the moment. So Charlie's like, yeah, for sure. It's gone. It's gone. Beautiful. Beautiful. So Ava says, New York is always going to have a scandal. Unfortunately, the scandal's hitting really close to home. And of course, the scandal I'm talking about is Teresa following me, then unfollowing me. George is like, I mean, I do not want this person around me. I do not fuck with this person, and I do not really care what happens to them.
So George is like, I gotta go. Bye. I gotta go. Seriously. I'm glad we talked to Mira. And she's like, same. So she leaves, and then Cooper is asking Liam if he's dating anybody. And guys, we're all lucky. Liam is single, and he's looking for women. Okay? So Ava goes, yeah, I asked him if he wanted to kiki earlier and he didn't know what that meant. So he's definitely straight.
Liam's like, I thought she said, are you kinky? And I was like, whoa, whoa, I just met you. Whoa. So Ariana's like, Brooks, let's get a shot on you. He's like, if you feed it to me, I'll do it. So they're all doing shots, you know, and like having fun and partying. And Liam's asking Ariana, like, oh, so you're raised in Atlanta? She's like, yeah, in Alpharetta. I moved there last year. He's like, was it worth it? She's like, yeah, I love it up here. But Hudson comes up and he's like, you need anything else? Because he's still doting on her. Like, he's still her boyfriend.
Giving her a drink and all. Bought her a drink and all that stuff. And Ava's like, not to make this about me, but this breakup is like very awkward. I mean, first they're doing the breakup story. Then he's bringing a drink. And then they're still in the same group chat and coming to parties. Like, yeah. If I broke up with someone, he's not catching an invite.
Yeah. So then Ariana's like saying how she hasn't been able to drink since May because she got a DUI. And she's saying how she got pulled over, she didn't do the breathalyzer. And because she heard that, like, you're not supposed to do that because her dad don't have it on record.
Always say no.
Oh, great. Wow. Another good nugget of wisdom coming out of that household.
Yeah. And Liam agrees. He's like, oh, no, he doesn't. He goes, well, my dad always says never give them a reason to ask you to blow, right? She's like, yeah, well, whatever. It wasn't true, though. It was all a lie. So the producer says, what do you think about the fact that she's on probation? He's like, I think it's kind of hot.
Hudson's like, see? See how close he's sitting to Ariana? Look, Liam's so close to Ariana. Oh, tortured. Troy's like, go say something, okay? Go press his ass. He's like, yeah, okay. I mean, you think that Ariana's into that shit? Liam, stupid.
Yeah, so Hudson's getting jealous. He's like, that guy can do whatever he wants. He's a grown man. What do I care? I'm not afraid. I wonder if he can fry a chicken. Probably not. Whatever. Do whatever you want, dude.
So yeah. How about you try to have Hannah Einbinder's hair also? Okay. See if you can pull it off.
So Amira addresses the party, gives a speech, and then people are dancing on the bar and stuff. And she's like, okay, nothing good happens at an after party. Look at Charlie's alleged case. Am I right? But I did not have much fun at my birthday because I was working. Okay. Now it's the after party. Now I'm going to have some real fun with my friends.
No altruistic TikToks. The camera is off. So there are like, Ariana's talking about dogs with Liam, and Liam's asking her questions about it and everything. And he's saying how he volunteers at shelters every now and then. I'm telling you, there's some sort of bullshit going on with this guy. He has too much time to be doing all these things. Like I feel like he's like a dilettante who does like a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but he's acting like these are all like concurrent threads in his life. And I'm telling you, the bottom is going to fall out. The other shoe is going to drop.
Or he's just really rich. But it's funny how young people talk, because he goes, so you have dogs, Ariana? She's like, oh, yeah, I have two. And he goes, what kind are they? And she goes, they're rescue. That's not a breed. She's like, yeah, they're rescue dogs. I'm a good person, so they're rescued. She says it multiple times. And he's like, oh, well, I volunteer at a rescue place. She's like, oh, my God, you even taught my good person thing. That is pretty hot. That's pretty hot. We're both really good people. So then they go to the next spot and they're drinking, and Ava and Gia have their talk. And Ava's like, well, it's so stupid. Ava's like, well, I saw your podcast where you said I was a liar. Gia's like, So then we get a monologue from Ava that's saying she has so much negativity being spread about herself and her family. I mean, when you search my name, the first thing that pops up is Ava-evicted. And I don't know when the part, if I skipped over it earlier, but she's like, I wasn't even evicted, okay? I was sharing an apartment with my dad, and I was paying my half of the rent every month, but my dad not so much. Like, oh, wow, so your dad fucked you over. What is it with dads on this network lately?
Yeah, that is pretty wild.
Jeez, we just watched the McBees. Like, is there a dad who's not going to fuck over their child on this network? That would be great.
So now she wants to clear her name from all this. And she's like, you were like, hey, Gia, you said that Ava's a goddamn liar. And she goes, no, you said that my mom unfollowed you. She goes, yeah, but she didn't. And Ava's like, well, you could just apologize. I think it's fake to say something in the press and then not say it in person. By the way, have they just checked to see if Teresa's following Ava? Because that would help solve some stuff here. She's like, if I called you a liar on a podcast, I really don't think you would like it. So Gia's like, I don't know. She's like, she's trying to explain to Ariana in the confessional, like, what the whole situation is. And Ariana's like, I thought we were mad at her. And Gia's like, yeah, we were mad at her because she was rude to us. And Ariana's like, so why is she mad at you? She's like, I don't know. I don't understand the fight I'm in.
She's like, but when you're coming after my mother, I'm going to call you a liar. She goes, but I didn't come after your mom. You're dragging it. I didn't say anything about you or your mom. She goes, well, you're not owning that you also talk shit. And Ariana's still like, wait a minute, but we're supposed to be mad at her. Why is she mad at us? She's like, I still don't understand.
She's so pretty, though. So basically, Gia's like, don't talk about my mother. So Ava's like, you can get your point across without yelling, which is funny because Gia has like literally never risen above a monotone in her life. And Gia's like,
yeah,
you were just yelling, but okay, you want to make me look crazy? Go ahead. She's like, I don't have to make you do anything. You do that all on your own.
Meanwhile, no one is yelling or acting crazy. She goes, oh my God. And Amira's like, whoa, that's really pretty aggressive. Wasn't
What did I miss?
I think she's
such a silly show. So happy to have it back on my TV.
Yeah, I'm excited for Riley to make her return, by the way. That's what this episode was kind of missing. We needed someone to just kind of like check Charlie a little bit some more.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's such a good show. It really is a good show. And it moves very quickly and there's so much stuff going on. I felt a little bit like this premiere was them playing catch up and like being like, hey, this is what's happening in our lives. And I'm excited for as the season goes on, we'll like to see where this all goes. But yeah, fun times with the kids.
Yeah, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She answered the call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay. It's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas. She don't miss no Trichilus.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS. We love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey. Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
Gather round for the lore of Michelle Moore.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy. It's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP. It's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher. Hogle your horses. It's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with K. Rob.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.